It is a beautiful day and the sun is beating down, but we are at the Verde Valley Business Expo. Beautiful setting here, right in the center of Arizona. JP or PJ, is it PJ or JP?
It's PJ.
PJ joins us on the line with his home improvement question. You can too at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. PJ, go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient.
I am at Arrowhead Lakes, and we have a 18-year-old home, 12-inch tiles. They're loose. I'd say about 50 tiles are loose, and we're trying to get them repaired, of course. We've had three estimates. The first two people told us that they would have to lift the tile, clean underneath, and re-glue them again. And there was a chance that some would be broken, and that this particular style at 12-inch tile is no longer available. So I would have to take that chance that in lifting them, they could break some.
Right.
The other person said, well, no, we won't lift them. We clean the tile and the grout real good, and then we have a special machine that we put through all four of the grout surrounding the loose tile, and we insert this real special glue and then press on it, and voila, it'll stick. So I said, well, what if there's a foundation crack or there's some loose materials that were not cleaned up, you know, like drywall that was not cleaned up, and will that still stick? They said, absolutely guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that type of material?
PJ, I haven't, but if someone's come up with a way to do that, it's going to be another one of those ideas. I'm going to slap my head and say, I wish I'd have thought of that. Because historically and traditionally, tile will delaminate from the concrete slab for any one of several different reasons. Moisture is one of them. Foundation failure is another. A poor job installing them is another. Have you been in the home the whole 16, 18 years that it's been up?
We have been here 16 years. The first owner, co-owner, passed away, and the lady sold the house to us in 2000, years old.
And did you have loose tile back then?
We had a couple.
Yeah, so it's growing.
Oh, yes.
And it's a growing problem without any of the tile cracking.
None has cracked.
Okay. Well, we're dealing probably with a poor installation job, because if we were dealing with any kind of structural stress that was causing this problem, we would be seeing the tile cracking. The only other thing that could be causing that broad a problem area would be some type of moisture problem that's coming up from the bottom. What we may want to do is do a moisture content test on the grout and verify that we're not dealing with moisture. If we're dealing with moisture, then what we can do is we can get in there and actually dry out the subsurface below the concrete, find out where that water is coming from. And we actually recently completed a project like this in Paradise Valley. We actually found the water was coming from uphill two blocks away from a neighbor's house. Just the way they were watering, it was ending up against the retaining wall of this house, backing up, causing moisture problems in the slab. So you never know where the water is coming from. We got to identify that. Moisture will cause the thinset glue that holds the tile down to delaminate. But the fact that you're not seeing anything cracking or breaking tells me the house is stable. And I'd like to know more about this injection system.
Stay on the line. Yeah, we're going to get the information of who this contracting company is and what this special machine is. Like Rosie said, if it's worth anything, we want to steal the patent on it and claim it as our own. it's something that we need on the Rosie on the House Network, which is experiencing a wonderful surge in growth right now. We've got a new geolocator platform on our referral network, so instead of having to go select a region, and so many people would say, well, my region's not there, I'm in Mesa. Well, that's the Phoenix metro area. Yeah, but I'm in Mesa. I want to phone in Mesa. So we changed it. You can enter a zip code or a city, put in the category or keyword of what you're looking for, and the three closest results will show up. We've had an appliance repair company join in the last month along, and they all still have to go through the same screening process. If anything, it's gotten harder. We've got drug checks now. We've got background checks that were never available when we first started the screening process 20-plus years ago.
Testimonial checks through Gil Quality are a new layer for us.
So the screening's gotten harder. We've had a home architect join recently. If you need projects done, he can come do the plans for you and get them ready to either subcontract the work yourself or do the work yourself. He'll get your permit ready or even get the permits for you if you want. We've done...
like you say, a secondary appliance company to service the East Valley.
And then Overson Roofing was a special one in Mesa. They contacted us over 5 years ago. We said, we can't expand the network. We're too full in the market. And for 5 years, they stayed on the waiting list and contacted us every 3 months. Is there room yet? Is there room yet? Is there room yet? Finally, we said, all right, with this new geolocator and the demand for more contractors in the Southeast Valley, fill out your screening process. Brett and his dad, Pat, have recently cleared one of the newest members, and we've got great radio affiliates along with those to help spread the message, like this troublemaker, Mr. Tabak from Chasm, will join us in the next hour. Hey, good morning, sir.
We'll be right back, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.